Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
As a Gen Z, millennial, or a nagfi-feeling millennial, browsing through social media has really provided a quick escape from everything. From your akads, work, and basically life in general, it really helps break free from stress and the negative vibes. With Globe Prepaid, you can now connect, share, and react more with its Go Plus offers. With just 99 pesos, you can continue browsing and surfing through the internet wherever you go. Go Plus 99 Go Share offers you 610GB of data that you can use to browse Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, or even Kumu and House Party for 7 days. To register, just dial *143 hashtag on your mobile phone or download Globe One app or GCash to enjoy the promo. Browsing through social media is now much better with Globe Prepaid's Go Plus 99. Register now!
Hello? Hello?
Podcast Network Asia.
Hey everyone, and welcome to Kwentuhang Pilipina. If this is your first time hearing about us, we are a podcast and a community that aims to be a safe space para mapagkwentuhan sa iba't ibang Pilipino sa buong mundo. I am your sunshine Cleo, but you can just call me Cleo. I am the founder of Hiraya Pilipina and your host here at Kwentuhang Pilipina. For today's episode, grabe, last episode na natin to this year, we recorded a total of 38 episodes. Oh my God, that's a lot. I am super happy and grateful. I don't know kung paano naging 38 yun. I'm just really enjoying, you know, doing this. And thank you for giving us this platform. Thank you so much sa managing editors, Aliana, Nessie, mga nakasama ko sa Kwentuhang Pilipina, sa Podcast Network Asia, which I'm super duper grateful for, kay Val and kay Maika, who are editing and uploading these episodes. Super thank you. And sa inyo na listeners, thank you so much sa pagsubaybay sa bawat episode ng Kwentuhang Pilipina. But if this is your first time hearing about us, welcome! I'm so glad that you're here and I hope you'll stay because pinaghahandaan natin ang 2022 episodes natin for Kwentuhang Pilipina. Exciting! Exciting! So, actually, we usually start our episodes with guests, with a little icebreaker. And that is never have I ever. Sila yung palagi kong binibiktima. Pero ngayon, ako naman ang sasagot ng mga Never Have I Ever entries nyo, which is nasa Instagram stories. So kung hindi nyo pa ako fina-follow sa IG, ayan, this is your sign para nakakasama kayo sa mga ganito kapag nagpapalagay ako ng mga IG stories, ganyan, kasi for Kwentuhang Pilipina, I'm super looking forward to your entries then. And also guys, aside from saying that I'm really grateful for this platform and for you being here. Dito sa ating last episode, please don't expect na magiging ano ba siya, educational or informational. Kasi bardagulan tayo ngayon, guys. Legit bardagulan tayo, no? Dahil Never Have I Ever to. Maglalaro tayo ng Never Have I Ever. So, pakinggan nyo to if gusto nyo ma-entertain, gusto nyo lang ng maingay, charm. Sa background nyo na parang, you know, kaibigan nyo na parang nagka-catch up sa'yo, nakikipaglaro ka ng Never Have I Ever with a friend. Ayan, ganun yung vibe natin today. So, I hope you're excited. Ayan na, nakikita ko na yung responses nyo and yung entries nyo. Tatry ko na maisa-isa lahat. Lahat naman to anonymous, parang hindi ko na kayo sasabihin. Pero sige, subukan natin na. matapos silang lahat. Okay, without further ado, let's get it! Okay, first. Never have I ever nag-cutting. Oh my gosh. I feel like legal yung pagka-cutting ko sa school kasi I was part of the student council, I was part of some extracurricular clubs, and basically, palagi kaming excused. Pero yung totally nag-cutting, well, siguro this online setting, yes. But sa person, I feel like never. Ewan ko ah, or like, kung na hindi legal ah. Like, hindi yung tipong excuse talaga. Wow, ang bait naman yan. Never na. Mabait yan. Sino ka naman dyan? Never nag-cutting. Tapos pala guys, habang nagsasagutin ako nitong never have I ever, sagutin nyo rin. Para kuwari, you know, para nagkukwentuhan lang tayo. Oh, gusto nyo yarn? Okay, next. Never have I ever had a near-death experience. Feeling ko wala pa naman. Like, yeah, wala pa naman sobra, to be honest. Never, never, never pa.
Hey, Boss Besties! Kwentuhang Pilipina Podcast is a safe space to share the stories of different inspiring Filipinos. This is a safe space. This is your safe space. And isn't your tote bag supposed to be a safe space for your belongings too? That is why I am so grateful to share with you that our This is a Safe Space tote bag in collaboration with Hiraya Pilipina is available now! For only 299 pesos, you get a washable and reusable 14 inches by 16 inches tote bag with zipper. Super spacious. We told you, it is a safe space. Order now at shopee.ph/hirayapilipina. And don't forget to tag us once you copped your own tote bag.
Never have I ever used dating apps. Oh my God! Okay, quick confession. Alam nyo ba, nung pagka-18 ko, kasi birthday ko is December 1, nung pagka... December 1? Nag-download ako ng Bumble. Nasa Cebu pa kami noon na. Oh my God, by the way, prayers to Cebu. Dahil sobrang affected sila ngayon ng Odette PH ni Typhoon Odette. Prayers. I'm sending my prayers to you guys. Anyway, sa Cebu, ayun, nag-download ako ng Bumble agad. Kasi nakita ko sa ad ni Ayin, ni Ate Ayin, tsaka ni Narika. Because nga try ko. So, ayun. Dinownload ko siya. Tinry ko siyang gamitin. Pero, naboboringan ako. I mean, ayoko mag-first mo. Ang boring makipag-usap. So, ayun. Hindi ko pa naman siya ina-uninstall. Pero, ia-uninstall ko na. Never have I ever been kissed. Secret. Char. I have. Never have I ever confessed to someone romantically. I have. Matapang kasi ako, guys. Wala akong pake sa totoo lang. Like, go lang. Kung nag-confess. Ay, go lang. Ewan ko, wala akong pake. I mean, nag-confess ako. Yeah, parang wala naman kasi mawawala sa akin. Hindi naman mawawala yung dignidad. Okay, hindi mawawala ang dignidad mo pag nag-confess ka. It's okay. I swear, it's okay. Even if you're a girl, it's fine. Yun yung mindset ko. Never have I ever had a crush on someone younger than me. Ooh! Oh my God. Huh, someone younger than me? Feeling ko never. Kasi, babata ako. Like, sa batch namin, ako yung, feeling ko ako yung pinakabata or like, isa sa mga pinakabata. Kasi 2003 ako, tapos December pa. So, lahat ng mga kabatch ko, mas matatanda sa akin. Or kaya, kung magkakagusto man ako, like, kabatch ko or like older batch. Like, never ako nagagusto sa younger batch. What the hell? So, I feel like never. Never talaga. Ito, never have I ever hindi nakapag-OOTD picture kahit pakaka-outfit. Sis, the struggle. Never din. Oh my God. I have. As in, nakakaloka yung feeling na yun. Yung sobrang pakak na outfit mo tapos hindi ka nakapag-OOTD. Gen Z struggles. Ganun. By the way, guys, ano nga pala, Boss Besties. Ayan yung tawag namin sa inyo. I'm recording this at 8:22 a.m. Right now, yun yung time check natin, 8:22 a.m. Sobrang aga pa lang. At kanina pa akong gising, I think mga alas 4 ng umaga.
Wala lang, share ko lang naman sa inyo. Ito, never have I ever finished a book that I found boring in the beginning. I have. Oh my God. Palaging ganito. Yung books kasi guys, para lang siyang movies eh. Or like series. Boring talaga siya sa simula kasi like you're still getting used to it. Ang dami ko na mga nabasa mga libro na boring sa simula. Especially if, ano siya, if like business books, ganun, or self-help. Ang boring talaga yung sa simula. Or get fiction. Medyo ano, medyo boring yung first few pages ng Seven Husbands of Evelyn Hugo. Pero pag ano, like first few pages lang, like yung mga first 10 to 20 pages. Pero after nun, so the best, grabe. Highly recommend. Sa totoo lang, isa yun sa mga fiction books na nagustuhan ko. Isa pa is yung For One More Day ni Mitch Albom. Medyo naboringan din ako nun sa simula eh, pero natapos ko naman siya. Ito, never have I ever thought of staying single for the rest of your life. Medyo ano ah, grabe naman yung atake nito. Grabe ka sis. Char lang, pero yeah, I have. Parang naiisip ko na hala, shims, magiging single na lang ako forever, tapos may kasama ako mga pusa. Yun, pero I don't dwell much into that thought kasi if ever man na ganun yung mangyayari sa akin, okay lang. Like, I think okay lang, you know, parang okay, single ako, parang ganun, okay lang. But if magkakaroon naman ako ng, you know, family din in the future, then okay lang din. I feel like gusto ko maging mom, ganun, parang magiging mabuti akong mom. Kasi ano eh, mabait ako kay Snowy, char, yung pusa ko. Char. Iba naman pala yun kapag tao. Pero like, yeah, I mean, okay lang din kung kahit anong path man. I think, like right now ah, yung thinking ko right now, hindi naman ako like kinakabahan or something kapag iniisip ko na, hala, single ako forever. Okay, sure. Ganun lang. Ano yun? Kayo ba? Kayo ba? Feeling ko kasi like sa mga single dyan, shout out. Anong feeling?
These days, the best way to relax is through social media apps like Facebook, Twitter, and TikTok. Sobrang fun niya kasi! Because you see different people, stories, and opinions. And you know what I think? That is beautiful! Speaking of social media, did you know that with just 99 pesos, you can now have so much fun with it? With Go Plus 99 with GoShare, you get a total of 16 gigabytes of data. That is 8 gigabytes of all sites to do what you need and 8 gigabytes of data for apps that you love. You also get unlimited texts to all networks valid for 7 days. Register to Go Plus 99 via new Globe One app, GCash, or dial *143# hashtag on your phone. Browsing with Glow Prepaid means breaking free from stress. So register to Go Plus 99 Go Share now.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
Okay. Next naman is, never have I ever wished to live in New York City. Of course you do, Cleo. Ah, you know me, girl. Of course I do. I feel like I want to live in New York City. As in, like, yun yung gagawin ko in my 20s. Mark my words, guys. I'm gonna live in New York City.
hindi man siguro live. Hindi ako sure ko like, okay na siguro yung bakasyon, like 1 month vacation, ganun or something. But, ewan ko, feeling ko parang masayang magstay for like 6 months or something. 6 months to a year, ganun. Pero, papakiramdaman ko muna for a month as a vacation. Parang ganun. Kasi syempre naman, wala akong experience pa, you know, to live alone. Even here in the Philippines. So, ayun. But I really wish. Parang yun yung isa sa mga parang kumaga-wildest dreams ko na gusto ko talaga. Kasi, iba yung energy sa New York City eh. Iba yung energy talaga. Like, so, iba't ibang tao nandun eh. Alam mo yun, yun nga yung ano, diba? Yun yung city na hindi natutulog. So, ayun. Kayo ba? Ano yung country na parang gustong-gusto nyo talagang puntahan? Ganun. Like, gusto nyo tirahan? And aside from New York City pala, isa pang gusto ko is yung Dublin, Ireland. Oh my God. Dahil kay Moya yun eh. Moya. I love you, Moya. Never have I ever wished something bad would happen to an enemy. Never. Never. Never talaga. Ewan ko, hindi ko kaya mag-wish ng something bad to other people. Like, you know, i-wish mo na like, mamatay sila or something. Hindi, hindi. Never talaga. Never have I ever cried inside a public bathroom. I have. Guys, cry baby ako. Iyakin ako. Mababaw yung luha ako. So, I have. I definitely have. Never have I ever been cheated on. Ooh! Char! Ewan ko. Feel ko hindi naman. Siguro like, I don't know, emotional cheating. Oh, char! Yeah, ewan ko. Yeah, siguro emotional cheating, yes. But like, I don't know. I don't know, nakalimutan ko na yun. Parang wala na akong maalala. Hindi ko na maalala. Grabe, wala na akong maalala sa ano ko. Sa buhay ko. Never have I ever nagkagusto sa fan. Nagkagusto sa fan? Never? I mean, like, hindi ko naman kayo kinakonsider as my fans, but like, romantically na nagkagusto sa fans, I feel like never naman. Never have I ever ng ghost, yes? Okay. Hindi ko kasi siya maalala kasi hindi ko maalala ng ghost ako to someone I liked. Like, kapag gusto kita, hindi talaga ako nag-ghost. Kahit ano pang rason yan, I don't. But, like, kapag di kita gusto, ganun. I think I have. Pero, like, siguro hindi pa naman super serious or something. Never have I ever MU with a guy. Oh my God, alam niyo yung gabi, like, okay, ito, honest confession na. Sobrang honest ko na sa inyo ah, kasi 18 na ako eh. So like, go lang, ganun. Akala ko nung high school na normal lang yung MU. I mean, parang yung MU label na siya, kumbaga. But it's not. Hindi siya label. Oh my God, what the freak? Ewan ko, hindi ko naniniwala na label siya. Pang ano lang siya, pang it's either innocente ka or duwag ka. Sorry. Ako, yung classification ko before, innocente ako. So, yeah. But yeah, I have. Romantic relationship. I have. Ano pa ba to? Cut class? Ay, yun din ulit pala yun. Yeah. Never. Ha ha ha. Okay, ito na. Dun. Char. Never have I ever sung karaoke. Yes, I have, of course. Ang sarap kaya kumanta sa karaoke. Never have I ever been heartbroken. I have. Never have I ever wanted a different business. I have. I definitely have. But honestly, sobrang mahal ko ng mga hiraya. Mga hiraya talaga. Mga hiraya ko right now. Kasi, ako ko, sobrang happy ko. I mean, I don't wish na iba siya. Ibang business ang meron. I don't wish na ibang business ang meron ako ngayon. Kasi, sobrang grabe yung opportunities and sobrang saya ko. Like, sobrang saya ko lang talaga to be able to lead the team, to be able to connect with different people and brands, creators, to be able to build a safe space. Sobrang saya. Ang saya talaga. Never have I ever been bullied. I have. Ano bang binubully sa akin before? Well, hindi na siya distinct sa akin, pero I was bullied for being too ambitiosa, for being sip-sip. Sip-sip daw ako. Ano pa ba? Ano pa binubully sa akin? Hindi ko maalala kasi, like, hindi naman siya ganun ka-impactful sa akin, to be honest. Like, looking back, ha? Parang hindi naman siya super impactful sa akin to the point na na-shape yung character ko based sa mga pambubully na yun. But my heart breaks for everyone who's been bullied ng sobra, not to the point na naapektuhan sila. You don't deserve that. Never have I ever felt like I'm rushing my life. Oh my God. I feel like I have. I definitely felt this. Na parang gusto ko na agad ma-achieve lahat ng gusto ko at a young age. Just to be seen as extraordinary. Parang ganon. Felt. Ang sakit. Ang sakit to say that out loud, ah. But yeah, I have. Kayo ba? Like, have you ever felt that way? Especially, alam ko mostly sa mga nakikinig sa atin is halos mga kaedad ko or like older lang sa akin ng ilang taon. Have you ever felt that way? Feel free to leave me a DM on Instagram or tag me on your Instagram stories. I would love to know. Never have I ever gone a week without showering. Never? Grabe naman. Siguro, ano, a day. Pero hindi naman a week. Grabe.
Hey, what's up? My name is Alton, and I'm pretty sure you're enjoying this podcast, and I'm pretty sure you're gonna enjoy mine as well. The name of my podcast is called Life on the Grow. If you want random book recommendations from a mediocre reader, that's me. More life advice, kinda, and a little bit of random conversations. Check out Life on the Grow on Spotify, and I'll be there waiting, with a beer at hand, of course. Let's keep growing. Let's keep going. Now back to this awesome podcast.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Ito. Never have I ever felt misunderstood and didn't belong. I definitely have. Oh my God. Actually, kaka-confess ko lang to sa parents ko. So, yeah, I'm not ready to share it yet on the internet. Sorry, guys, but I definitely have felt this way. Never have I ever sang in the shower. I have. Lalo na, grabe, alam nyo ba, guys? As in, siguro pinapatugtog ko yung All Too Well once to thrice a day. As in, hindi lumilipas ang araw na hindi ko pinapakinggan ng All Too Well, na hindi ko pinapatugtog. Oh my God. Like, I love All Too Well. Stream All Too Well. Never have I ever texted someone all night long. I have. Rupok days. Pero ngayon wala. Like, oh my God, wala talagang ka-text. Sobrang, kaya tinan nyo, sobrang ano, open ko lang sa inyo. Wala eh, wala talaga. Never have I ever had a crush someone you met online. Someone I met online? Feeling ko, ay, yes, I have. Oo, I have. Tapos ano, artista pala siya. Hindi ko in-expect, ah. Hindi ko in-expect na artista. Pero like, syempre, happy crush lang naman yun. Super proud daw sa kanya. Ay, sabi niya pala, nakikinig siya ng podcast ko. Wow naman. Shout out. Char. Hindi ko mapanggitin pangalan. Grabe naman kayo, guys. Ayun. O sige, kwento ko na nga lang. Hindi naman like, super crush ng crush talaga. Like, parang happy crush lang naman. Nakilala ko siya sa Twitter. Tapos, finalo ko siya sa Instagram, sa Twitter. Tapos, finalo back niya ako. Like, mutuals kami sa lahat ng social media accounts, ganyan. Tapos, nakausap ko siya. And sobrang bait niya. Like, he is the sweetest person ever. I mean, first convo yata namin yun. Sinabihan niya na agad ako na, I have a way with words. Yun talaga. Cleo, you have a way with words. What the freak? So, sobrang tumatak sa akin noon. I just want to tell you, if you're listening, na sobrang tumatak siya sa akin kasi sobrang tumatatak sa akin ng words and that, yun na sinabi mo yun sa akin, grabe. Like, I think it's my first time hearing those talaga come out from someone else's mouth talaga, directly telling me na, hey, you have a way with words. Sobrang gabi. Sobrang, ang heartfelt and ang bait niya. And I just wish him success. Chari, nag-telenovela. Nag-crashumit online na. Ay, nag-never boy ever lang pala ba tayo. Sorry. Pero yun. And then, kasi sobrang bait niya talaga. I just wish him success. Nasa showbiz siya kasi eh. Ayoko ng showbiz. I mean, ayoko. Parang ang gulo ng industry. I mean, hindi mo sa magulo yung industry na yun, pero I never thought of going into showbiz. Ayun. Basta, I'm just so happy for you and I wish you success. Sinusuportahan kita. Hindi ko masyadong nanonood, nakakapanood ng mga teleserye. Pero, tinatry ko rin i-catch up siya sa YouTube. Kasi gusto ko talaga siya makita. Gusto ko siyang masuportahan. Ayun. Parang, habang ngayon, nagsisimula pa lang siya. Ayan na, nagkwento na. Sige na, next question. Ito. Never have I ever dumaldal sa classroom tapos napagalitan ni prof. Ano ba, guys? I have palagi. Shoutout sa mga kaibigan ko dyan. Sin lahat. Sina Jason, Denise, Enzo, Dylan, Vincent, Marga, sino pa ba? Joy, sino pa ba? Jex, Zar. Ay, ang dami. Hindi ko na mabanggit lahat. Pero pala, madaldal ako sa classroom. Diyos ko, as in, extroverted ako. Never have I ever thought of quitting YouTube. I have. Oh my God, I have. Pero, ewan ko. I mean, I have ba? I never pal. I have. Like, siguro kung thought lang, yes, I have. Pero, sobrang saya ko kasi sa YouTube. Alam niyo yun, na parang gusto ko talaga gumawa ng plan kung paano ko siya makukontinue gawin in the long run without sacrificing other priorities. Kasi yun yung problem ko ngayon eh. Kaya hindi ko siya nabibigyan ng oras. Pero sobrang mahal ko talaga yung YouTube. Sobrang mahal ko yung content creation. Like kahit man hindi sa YouTube, wala man ako sa YouTube, nasa TikTok ako, nasa podcast, ganyan.
Hi there, inviting you to listen to my podcast, Rise Up with Janina Chan, where we rise up together every chance we get and have fun while we're at it. Check it out after listening to this and see you there.
Never have I ever fallen asleep during class. Girl, I have. Oo. Nako, antukin ako. Alam nyo ba guys, nagnanap ako sa room. Kasi nagnanap talaga ako. Ayun, nagnanap ako. Tapos kapag nagnap na ako sa mga 30 minutes, boy, naulit ako. Never have I ever stolen money from my parents nung bata ako. Never. Ito talaga, never akong nagnakaw. Kahit 5 piso yan sa wallet ng magulang ko. As in, never talaga. Never, sorry, pero never. Never have I ever drank alcohol at school. Never. Hindi ako fan ng alcohol. Ayoko. Tinry ko siya once kasama yung girlfriends ko. Hindi ko siya gusto. Ayoko. Ayoko, sorry guys. Ayoko. Never have I ever cheated on a test. Yung finals talaga, yung periodical exam. Never. Never then. Never have I ever cried for no reason. I have. Oh my God. Lalo na kapag meron ka. Sobrang emotional ko kasi kapag meron ako eh. So, I definitely have. Never have I ever resorted to cheating during exam due to pressure. Kapag periodical exam nga talaga guys, hindi talaga. Never talaga yun. Pero, like yung summative test,
I guess.
Yeah, well, I mean, siguro kung hindi man exam, pero like, I have resorted to cheating due to pressure. I definitely have.
Nakaka-pressure.
Yung nakaka-pressure. Yung iba talaga yung academic pressure. So, I'm so sorry. But I definitely have. I'm not proud of it though. But, okay, ito. Nabasa ko to. Isang perspective lang ah. Sa TikTok. So, sabi na parang, cheating actually teaches you to be better. Or something. Ayun, cheating actually teaches you life lessons. And, sabi doon is that, kasi kapag nag-cheat ka, napapractice yung skills mo on who you will ask for help, on how to ask for help, on how to deal with people, kung paano makiramdam with people. Alam niyo yun, yung parang ganong skills, collaborative skills, kumbaga. But although I don't, tolerate it still, and I'm not proud of it, but to be honest, I definitely have. due to pressure. Yeah. Next, never have I ever cried and devastated over a book for more than a week. I have. I mean, siguro hindi cried, pero devastated. I definitely have. Ang last pa rin ang tama sa akin ng Seven Husbands of Evelyn Hugo, ng When Breath Becomes Air, ano pa ba? Ng, wait lang, natatandaan ko eh, pero nakalimutan ko. Ayun, The Five People You Meet in Heaven, tsaka yung sequel niyan, The Next Person You Meet in Heaven. Sobrang ano, recommend ko talaga yun, basta kahit anong Mitch album guys, sobrang recommend ko talaga yung libro niya. Never Have I Ever Did... I never have ever done a first move to your crush. Ay, nasabi ko na to kanina. But I have. Never have I ever secretly cut my hair. I have. Lagi kong inupit ang buhok ko, of course. Never have I ever punched my brother. Never. Never kong ginawa. Kahit nung bata ako, ako yung sinusuntok nila. Hindi ako lumalaban. Hindi ako ganun. Hindi ako mapanakit physically. Siguro kung sasaktan kita by words. Pero hindi physically. Never have I ever nag-gram for a day. Oh my God, of course. Of course. I mean, aren't we all? And lastly, never ever pretended being sick to skip classes. I definitely have done that. Marami akong mga pinagagawa rin nung as a student na, you know. Yeah, nagawa ko na rin yan, of course. So, I definitely have. So, ayun! Grabe, parang ano, sana nag-enjoy kayo sa kwentuhan natin ngayon, no? Wala siyang ano, informational, pero maraming juicy. Juicy. Ang juicy ng... Grabe, ang dami kong na-spill! Grabe kayo! Ang dami kong na-spill! What the heck? Sige, ayun. Ang dami kong na-spill, guys, ah. Kaya i-ano nyo, i-post nyo na to sa IG stories nyo, tapos sabihin nyo yung pinaka-juicy. Tapos tag nyo ako para naman makita rin ng friends nyo itong podcast na Kwento ng Pilipina and mapapakinggan din nila. Super ma-appreciate ko yun. Share nyo rin yung podcast to your friends if nag-enjoy kayo. And thank you. Thank you for being here. I will see you guys next year, 2022, for more episodes. Thank you guys for sticking with me. If you have any episodes na or if you have any guests na gusto nyo sa Kwentuhang Pilipina, don't hesitate to DM us on Instagram at Kwentuhang Pilipina. Don't forget to join our Facebook group. It's Kwentuhang Pilipina Community. And once again, thank you so much for being here. I hope you enjoyed and I love you so much. Please stay safe and happy holidays and happy new year. Bye, boss besties!
The views and opinions expressed by the podcast creators, hosts, and guests do not necessarily reflect the official policy and position of Podcast Network Asia, the hosts of the program, or other programs of the network. Any content provided by the people on the podcast are of their own opinion and are not intended to malign any religion, ethnic group, club, organization, company, individual, or anyone or anything.